Open your Bibles, please, for our second reading to a very short chapter, which is uncharacteristic for the prophet Jeremiah, but nevertheless it is a short chapter, chapter 24. Jeremiah chapter 24, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired Word of God. The Lord showed me, and behold, two baskets of figs were set before the temple of the Lord, after that Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, had carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and the princes of Judah, with the carpenters and smiths from Jerusalem, and had brought them to Babylon. One basket had very good figs, even like the figs that are first ripe, and the other basket had very naughty figs, which could not be eaten, they were so bad. Then said the Lord unto me, What seest thou, Jeremiah? And I said, Figs, the good figs, very good, and the evil, very evil, that cannot be eaten, they are so evil. Again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, Like these good figs, so will I acknowledge them that are carried away captive of Judah, whom I have sent out of this place into the land of the Chaldeans for their good. For I will set mine eyes upon them for good, and I will bring them again to this land. And I will build them and not pull them down, and I will plant them and not pluck them up. And I will give them an heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return unto me with their whole heart. And as the evil figs, which cannot be eaten, they are so evil. Surely thus saith the Lord, so will I give Zedekiah, the king of Judah, and his princes, and the residue of Jerusalem that remain in this land, and them that dwell in the land of Egypt. And I will deliver them to be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth for their hurt, to be a reproach and a proverb, a taunt and a curse, in all places whither I shall drive them. And I will send the sword, the famine, and the pestilence among them, till they be consumed from off the land that I gave unto them and to their fathers. May God add His blessing to the reading and to the hearing of His most holy word. A short chapter, but a very, very profound chapter. I know when I ask this question, most of you will raise your hand. How many of you have read through the end of 2 Kings and 2 Chronicles? Yeah, so you have a good understanding of the ends of the lives of these two men here, Zedekiah and Jeconiah. Now, Jeconiah, we have another name for him, right? Anybody know his other name? Jehoiakim, right? We have Jehoiakim and Jehoiakim. I know that sometimes we say Jehoiachin, that's because we speak English. It's really not that way. It's Jehoiakim and Jehoiakim. And our King James translators have not done us a favor in putting a CH in the one and not in the other. The K sound works for both. Okay? So Jehoiakim, we're not talking about him. We're talking about his son, Jehoiakim, who's also known as Jeconiah. Jeconiah was his given name. Jehoiakim was the name that Nebuchadnezzar gave him because Nebuchadnezzar was fond of always giving people new names because if you get to give somebody a name, you are professing your rule over them. If you change their name, that means you're their king. That means you're their sovereign. Okay? Remember, we've already read this in the book of Revelation. Jesus says, I will write on them my new name. That's what that means. Jesus would be our sovereign in that sense. Okay, so we have then this vision that is set before Jeremiah. And it's a vision of two bowls of figs. How many of you have had figs? How many of you like figs? Yum, right? You darn tootin', I like Fig Newtons. Well, it's not just Fig Newtons, it's figs. Okay, and I used to work for a lady who was about 90 years old, and she had an acre and a quarter in the San Fernando Valley over in the Northridge area. And one of the plants that she had in that acre and a quarter, I was her caretaker for a number of years, Actually, my wife was the caretaker on the inside, and I was the caretaker on the outside, which was convenient. She had a fig tree. And I'll just tell you right now that there were a lot of times the figs I put into the bowl were not the same as the figs I brought back inside, because there were several of them gone by the time. And it wasn't like, you know, those figs that you see, sometimes we see figs today, you know, they're like this. She had figs that were, you know, it was like one fig is a handful. Those were huge and really, really tasty figs. Figs are good. We like figs. And so when Jeremiah sees a vision here of two bowls of figs, well, that's pretty important, because some of them are good figs, like they are first ripe. Now, I don't know if you've ever had figs or not right off the tree when they're first ripe. There's not much like it. And then there are other figs, and they're so evil they cannot be stomached. They can't be used. They're good for nothing. And he says, okay, now that we have the picture, Jeremiah, let me tell you what that's all about. Here's what it's all about. Zedekiah and his people, they are the figs that are worthless, good for nothing, evil, so evil that they can't be used. And Jeconiah and his people, they are the ones, they are the good figs that are indeed savory, tasty, and pleasing. And what was the difference between those two men? Do you remember? Jeconiah, Jehoiakim, he obeyed the word of the Lord, and Zedekiah, he did not. If you've read the end of 2 Kings, you know, and 2 Chronicles, you understand what happened. Jeconiah, Jehoiakim, he only reigned for about 3 months. You know what he did? He surrendered to Nebuchadnezzar. He said, please, take us captive. Now, why would he do that? Doesn't that sound counterintuitive to you? It does. It sounds counterintuitive, doesn't it? It really wasn't counterintuitive at all, because the prophet had commanded. The prophet had said, if you will live, let me set forth before you the way of life. Go out to meet the king of Babylon and be taken captive of him. And so Jeconiah goes out. He's a young man when he does so, and he lives some 30 years in Babylon. And at the end of his 30-year captivity in the prison in Babylon, he is brought out of the prison, and he is set at the king's table. He is restored to at least a semblance of his office. But Zedekiah, what about him? Zedekiah rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar toward the end of his life. He would not come out. Zedekiah was the king that reigned over the siege. Zedekiah was the king that refused to let the people go and obey the voice of the prophet. Zedekiah was the one that rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar when he came as God's servant of judgment. And when Zedekiah was captured, the sons of Zedekiah were brought before Zedekiah, and all of those sons were slain. And then his eyes were put out. Those worthless figs. And what is the difference between Jehoiakim and Zedekiah? One walked by faith and one walked by sight. Put yourself in Zedekiah's shoes. I am the king over the covenant people, the covenant land, the land that God gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and no Babylonian king is going to come here on my watch. Doesn't that sound reasonable? It does. It sounds quite reasonable. And how about Jehoiakim? I'm going to give up. It's like, you know, it's like the French army rifle, right? French army rifle for sale, never fired, dropped only once. You give up after 3 months? What's that about? What's that all about? He's obeying the voice of the prophet. He walked by faith. He heard the word of the Lord and did the word of the Lord. Zedekiah, he walked by sight. He walked by his own eyes. Sometimes in the history of redemption, it has been indeed that kind of counterintuitive command from the Lord that has separated his people from those who were not his people. separated those who were faithful from those who were willful. Jeconiah, Jehoiakim, faithful. Zedekiah, willful. Brothers and sisters, the same is true today. There are all kinds of instances with which you will be faced, where you must make a decision either to walk by faith or sight. Sight tells you, oh, this is a good thing. I just feel it in my bones. I know it's right. It feels so good, right? It can't be wrong if it feels so right. That's what the song says. Isn't that right? I just got a piece about it. Have you heard that? I know you have. And yet the command of the Lord says, walk by faith. Walk by obedience. Walk by what you hear the Word of God to say. And do that, even though it may be indeed counterintuitive to your sight. Good figs or bad figs? A very simple illustration, and yet so very profound in application. All right, let's stand and continue praising God in the singing.